Oh, man, you're going to love the next guest on the show. Dr. John Jaquish stopped by. He's an inventor, author, and scientist. Now, Dr. Jaquish began his experience in life sciences after being told by his mother that she had been diagnosed with osteoporosis. Through his education and research, he successfully reversed his mother's condition. Now, Dr. Jaquish is currently advancing osteogenic loading research and speaking worldwide about its implications, as well as developing other biotechnology devices and products that will aid in the advancing health and well-being of people all around the world. If you want to get better, and I know you all do, you got to listen to this show with Dr. Jaquish next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Patrick here. Welcome back to the CJ Evolution Podcast. We continue to grow because of you, the listener and supporter. Thank you so much for taking a little bit of your valuable time and spending it with me today. A big shout out and special thanks, big thanks and much love to the first responders out there, whatever you were doing. Maybe it's fire, police, maybe you're in the sheriff's department, maybe you're a parole officer, whatever. Thank you for the job you were doing. It's a very difficult environment, but remember, you have much support. I know sometimes it doesn't feel like it. You have tons of support. You are cherished. You are honored. And above all, you are loved. Keep up the great work. Folks, if you love coffee, and I know a lot of you do, you're going to love the products from Four Sigmatic. Everything from cocos to coffee. I'm a big fan of the Lion's Mane Mushroom Coffee. If you head over to the website, cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to Four Sigmatic. Click on it. Check out their amazing products. You're going to get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. Enjoy. I want to thank our sponsor, Detectachem. This amazing company is protecting our brave men and women who protect us every day, whether they're in the military, first responders, by offering mobile threat detection available for the palm of their hand. Yeah, it fits in the palm of their hand. I wish we had this technology when I was a young officer, and it detects illicit drugs and explosives, keeping our brave men and women who protect us every day safer. Check out Detectachem. There's a link on the website, CJ Evolution. You're going to see what they can offer your organization. Check them out. Let them help keep your troops safer. You know, folks, as you head into 2020, I know a lot of you first responders out there struggle with personal and professional obstacles. I did. I was on the job for 23 years. And I know some of you think it's a strength if you just keep it inside. You can't show any weaknesses. You can't show any vulnerability because people will be like, oh my God, he can't handle it. Folks, that is nonsense. Everybody needs to talk to somebody. Everybody needs mentors. Everybody, I believe, needs a personal coach. And that's when it really started changing for me. Folks, I want to teach you what I have learned throughout the years in my career in law enforcement, how to overcome adversity and how to get on that path to success. If you head over to my website, cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to my Evolve coaching. You're going to love it. I want to get on a discovery call with you and let's get you on the path to becoming a better version of you in 2020. On to the show with Dr. John Jaquish. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I am super excited and thrilled to have my next guest on the show, Dr. John Jaquish. Sir, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I am excited, man, to have you here. And I know we talked, a little bit off the air before we got started about your amazing career, what you got you started. But you're doing so many great things out there, John, for so many different people, law enforcement, every different sector out there. What was the catalyst? What was the thing that got you started on your path to what you're doing?
Well, I developed a medical device to treat bone density loss, really optimizing bone health, building bone density. And I did that to treat my mother's osteoporosis. So I was not anywhere near medical space, though I always had an interest in fitness and the human body. And I was always reading that. Now, my father's engineer and scientist who worked for NASA, as well as a bunch of other engineering endeavors. So I was just motivated to help my mother. And the more I read about her bone dysfunction, osteoporosis, and looked at the literature on who had the highest bone density. That was my approach. I want to find out if there's any population in the world that has superhuman bone. And when I find them, I'm going to try and figure out how they did it. Mm-hmm. And so once I found that population was gymnasts. They have ridiculously high bone density. And it had everything to do with the high impact forces they absorb through the musculoskeletal system. And then when realizing that and looking at the loading that they were capable of, I designed a medical device, treated my mother. Now that device is available. As anyone who's listening has a loved one who suffers from osteoporosis or osteopenia, which is like pre-osteoporosis, they can find my first invention at OsteoStrong locations. There's 127 of them in the United States, and then we're also in 8 other countries. So it's like a clinic that people go into for bone density. Now, I reversed my mother's bone density issue in 18 months. In 18 months, she was in her 70s, and she had the bones of a 30-year-old.
Wow. Is it just the lifestyle, or what?
No, it's the device. It's just the device. She didn't change anything about her lifestyle.
Yeah.
So now there are limiting factors. You know, someone's a big smoker, big drinker. Those are things that damage bone density as well as most other tissues. Mm-hmm. But she didn't really have a negative lifestyle. Like, she did eat a lot of vegetables and carbohydrates, which do nothing for bone. In fact, like, vegan diets damage bone very heavily and cause earlier bone density problems and fragility fractures, which can contribute to an early death. Mm-hmm. So, but she wasn't like that. Like, she ate plenty of animal protein. And what she really needed was just the proper amount of force to go through the bone. Now, that leads me to my second invention, which I think for the law enforcement community, this one's the one they're going to be very interested in, at least for the people who are currently working in law enforcement, is when I looked at the data that was driven from the devices, I had deconditioned, meaning weak, elderly people who were putting 6, 7, 8 times their body weight through their hip joint, and they were doing this voluntarily. And so when I looked at this impact ready range of motion, these very specific positions where we're capable of delivering the most power, I thought, wow, I'm the only guy in the world that actually fully gets what a human is capable of absorbing or creating in this particular range of motion, which is far different than what somebody could create in terms of force in the weaker range of motion. I estimated it's a 7-fold difference. So whatever you can hold in a bench press at the bottom, you're actually capable of 7 times that at the top.
Wow.
But that's not how people exercise. People pick one weight, and it's the same as you move through space. So the conclusion I came to, like, I had this data that proved weightlifting is a terrible way to try and trigger anabolic responses in the body. And this is a whole different direction to go. And, then I had to do some soul searching, like, wow, if I start telling everybody weightlifting is a waste of time.
Going against the grain, bro.
I don't have a lot of evidence. And then, and then it was funny because I developed a new device, X3. It's, mm-hmm. You can now find that at x3bar.com. What blew my mind was when I went to develop it, I thought, well, I already have a bone density medical device business, and I'm busy with that. So I really don't want to bother with this muscle thing. Like, maybe I can just sell the intellectual property, or get a royalty from somebody else who had marketed, who's already in the space. Cause I'd never done anything in fitness. I'd done everything in medicine. And every company, and this is one of the most hilarious parts about the fitness industry and my career path, every company I went to, and it's some of the big, not really commercial But just anyone who would sell a device that you would potentially have at home, I went to all of them and said, hey, I've got a new product concept. It's already patented. I would love to license it to you. Every group said exactly the same thing. Like, oh, wait, you want to make a scientific argument to a fitness community? Never going to work. The fitness community is some of the dumbest people. Mm-hmm. Like, they cannot understand anything scientific. And I was like, yeah, okay, well, maybe some of the arguments that people in the past tried to make with the fitness community was just poorly laid out. Like, I know Arthur Jones, a founder of Nautilus, tried to explain the superiority of his products with scientific arguments. And he was successful, but I don't know that it was the scientific arguments that made him successful. I think it was just sort of a business momentum he had. Mm-hmm. So nobody would license his product because they were afraid of a scientific message. And so I was like, all right, well, like, I'm not afraid. Like, I've been arguing with some of the smartest people in the world, being, you know, the medical doctors that are top of the bone density industry. And I have succeeded. And, you know, at the very least, like, the worst thing I heard from one of these doctors is, well, I'd like to see more research, but what you're doing is very interesting. Like, that from a physician who are, like, chronic skeptic, mm-hmm. of anything new, and rightly so, because there's a lot of stupid stuff out there that's just meant to separate people from the money. Like, I was totally victorious. And I was like, if I can communicate with some of the smartest people in the world, I can probably also connect with some of the dumbest people in the world and be successful at it. It was much harder because I would be, you know, questioned by a physician, and then I'd show them the evidence in the library of literature that I traffic in to justify why one would want to engage the body like this, and they can end up addressing bone issues without any side effects from pharmaceuticals. So the physicians were, as soon as I would talk to them, all on board, 100%. Never met one that wasn't a fan after I spoke to them. Some were skeptical, but they didn't have all the information. You know, like a physician is a little like a manual laborer. Like, they get paid to see patients. Mm-hmm. When they're not seeing patients, they're not making any money.
Yeah.
So there, you must be brief when connecting with one of these guys. And once I launched X3, it was mind-blowing how right those companies were about how uninterested in scientific findings the general population is, mostly because I think it's a division between people who lack the cognitive ability to really process any new idea. Like, they don't actually believe in anything or disbelieve in anything. They're just following others.
So they just want the quick fix, right? I mean, is that what?
It's a little bit of that, but it's like, these are people you can't really, like, they're incapable of understanding any new idea.
Yeah.
They just kind of follow along with new ideas because their neighbor does it. Yeah. Sort of like, you know, they saw the pictures of the iPhone before the iPhone came out, and they're like, the thing is stupid. It doesn't have a keyboard on it. And then as soon as it came out and everybody had one, they just went and bought one. Like, you know, like a
month. Oh, my friend's doing it.
Yeah, right, right. I think that's a huge piece of the population. And then I think the people who are actually smart enough to get it, most of them, they're looking for the quick fix.
Yeah.
They just won't invest the time. And like I said, is a problem in medicine. There's a lot of goofy products that make bold claims, and people are tired of them. So what they do is they're dismissive of everything. And so it was very challenging. Now I know the really unintelligent people, they're gonna come along once they see everybody else doing it. So what I did was I pivoted a little bit from the standard gym goer type market and really aimed at law enforcement, military, busy executives, people who want the results but aren't necessarily in love with just spending hours at the gym. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of the response I got from the people who weren't patient enough to read the scientific argument was they liked the gym. And I'm saying, you don't need to go to the gym anymore. And they're probably thinking, well, my social life revolves around the gym. So now there are people who buy an X3 and then use it at the gym. They bring it with them in their gym bag. Because the thing only weighs 15 pounds. You bring it anywhere you want.
People are like, what's that?
Right. We have a carrying case for it. Yeah. I get invited to world-class gyms all the time. And people think it's like a big treat. Like, oh, wow, you're going to train at the training center where X professional basketball team plays and get to train with the guys. And they think I'm, you know, really excited about this. And I am excited to see what they're doing so I can explain why they don't want to be doing that. Because usually there's a lot of things that they're doing. It's like, okay, here's why that's going to hurt you long term. But I show up and I bring my X3 and I don't touch anything other than the X3. I just work out with my X3.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we have like millions of dollars of equipment here, state of the art. And I'm like, it's not state of the art. Like, there's nothing.
Well, it's just money. It's just, you know, it's just all money.
Yeah, a lot of things out there, and I won't name any names. There's a lot of products. There's one particular strength product that costs more than my Lamborghini, and I'm like, it's basically like a worse version of my product, which is $550.
Yeah,
and it's using computer algorithms to try and manipulate how much force it thinks you can create or withstand in various positioning. And it's interesting that they came to a variable resistance conclusion like I did, but the way they applied it was like the most expensive and not the best experience way of doing it. And so, you know, I just kind of shrugged my shoulders and I'm like, yeah, it's cool, but no business that's going to buy it. Like, no one's going to buy it for their home, obviously.
Yeah.
And then any business that puts us in, it's like, good luck on getting a return on that investment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Lamborghini prices are for, you know, the discerning individual who really wants to enjoy motorsports and has the cash to do it and doesn't see it as an investment.
Yeah.
You're buying anything for your business, it better give you more money than you paid for it.
And I love how you're, and for those listening, I mean, Dr. Jack Jaquish he's the Tony Stark of the fitness industry. I love that article, Chicago Tribune, a couple of years back. Yeah. I mean, you're like the revolutionary. And for people, again, who want to learn more about this product, amazing product, x3bar.com is where you can find it. And John, you've been featured in Forbes, Fox News, LA Times, Entrepreneur. So there's research behind this. It works. So I would encourage people to go out there, especially if you're a first responder. And we've talked about this a little bit off the air again, John. You know, a lot of first responders, criminal justice professionals, suffer from pain, back injuries. I was lucky. I was fortunate, knock on wood. I didn't have any injuries.
Okay.
When I was a cop. But go ahead, sir.
Let me talk a little bit about injury avoidance. Mm-hmm. there are people who have had joint pain, chronic joint pain, for years, who start using X3, and because it offloads a large percentage of the force you would normally be using when you're in the weaker range of motion, that's the range of motion that gives you the most pain, that aggravates existing injuries and creates new ones. That place is offloaded. You sort of have a normal load in the middle of the movements, and then at the top of the movements, you have an incredible force. So like when I do a chest press at extension, not full extension, you don't want to actually lock out. That's part of the protocol and instructions on how to use it correctly. I chest press with 540 pounds at the top, and I do this for repetition. So I'm getting the benefit of hitting that 500, getting that 540 pounds through my pectorals, deltoids, triceps over 20 times. But when I'm in the middle of the movement, I'm only holding 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. When I'm at the bottom of the movement, I'm only holding 100 pounds. So I'm able to build thickness in tendons and ligaments by putting heavy loads through them. There's a great study, Benjamin and Ralphs, 1996, which talks about compressing joints in axial formation, which is the impact ready range of motion, and how that grows thicker tendons and ligaments that surround the joint. So even somebody who's arthritic bone on bone, they can still build the tendons and ligaments that surround the joint to support it better, to offload the joint in regular movement. So when you're just walking down the street, walking downstairs, getting in and out of a car constantly, which law enforcement does, your joints, your joint pain goes down extraordinarily so. Mm-hmm. And so there's law enforcement members, there's military that have told me that they've cut their joint pain in half and they're now stronger than they've ever been in their lives. And this is after 6 weeks of use.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, so it works. Now, what? That's a good segue, John. Again, you're in phenomenal shape. What are some tips out there? I mean, a lot of first responders, you know, you said you got a lot of friends that are cops and, you know, on the federal level and local level. You know, along with the X3, what are some tips to get better fit, you know, for the listener? Everybody wants to get fit. And I know there's so many different aspects of it, but what are your quick comments or your comments about, you know, for the average person out there, you know, the first responder who's pushing a car around at, you know, at night and they're sleeping during the day, they're working graves, their circadian rhythm is all screwed up. What is your comments on that, John?
How controversial you want me to get?
You go for it, my friend. No, I want you. I just want to hear what your thoughts are.
Yeah. So I eat a highly anti-inflammatory diet. I've cut back quite a bit on my caffeine. I think it's a problem that a lot of guys and women in law enforcement, they heavily depend on caffeine to chronically readjust their schedule. So I cut back on that big time. I used to be about 1,000 milligrams of caffeine a day.
Jeez.
Or more, and now I'm at 200. That was a hard adjustment, by the way. Mm-hmm. All vegetables have something called oxalates in them. And oxalates are low-grade inflammatories. So I haven't eaten a fruit or a vegetable. All plants that we consume have oxalates in them, mm-hmm. As well as other inflammatory measures. Because basically an animal runs away from you to keep you from eating it. What does a plant do? It gives you low-grade poison. So I haven't, yeah, sometimes I'll be on stage and say this, and there's people who are very upset because it's the opposite of what they've heard, but I can show you the clinical data that supports the argument I'm making. You know, like Nabisco has a lot of money to convince people to go vegan because Nabisco knows vegans don't eat primarily vegetables. They primarily eat Twinkies and cookies and crackers, you know, stuff they make. Mm-hmm. So it's just, that's why like so many of these vegetable studies are huge sample sizes, and big journals involved, but it's just bought and paid for research. And then, you know, whereas the opposite, like there is no meat lobby, mm-hmm. Not a significant one because the margins in animal protein are just razor thin. The margins, like when they're making like some cookie or cracker, it's primarily flour, mm-hmm. Which is highly, whether you have celiac disease or not, it's all inflammatory. So what I tell people is you're looking at a product that whose base material is literally cheaper than dirt. Flour is cheaper than topsoil. You just Google it, you know, per pound. So there's very high margins in these carbohydrate products, but I got them all out of my diet I don't have any pain in my body ever.
That's amazing.
Like nothing. Now, and I have two hemorrhage discs, but I built a lot of muscle and tendons and ligaments with both OsteoStrong and X3. From a tendon and ligament perspective, X3 will do that. From a bone density perspective, you need to go to an OsteoStrong. X3 is, it's just not going to put enough force through the body. Mm-hmm. Whereas OsteoStrong is very, you know, millimeter range of motion movements, but dealing with thousands of pounds. Like I load my lower body with 3,600 pounds when I use the OsteoStrong devices. Whereas, you know, not getting to that level of load with X3. So chronic pain is gone from any sort of injury I had. And then it is just the general aches and pains from having a hard day of physical labor. During Christmas time, I volunteer at a Christmas tree lot that sells Christmas trees that are over 15 feet tall. So these trees weigh 800 pounds.
So you're just lugging those things on people's trucks. Yeah, these go
to the symphony. They go to Google headquarters, Facebook headquarters. A couple of those trees end up in the Salesforce Tower. I do a hard day of physical labor mm-hmm. as a volunteer, and I have absolutely no soreness whatsoever, nothing. Mm-hmm. So between the X3 exercise and the anti-inflammatory nutrition, I just feel dynamite. I feel like I did when I was 18. So I pretty much only eat red meat, 2 to 3 pounds a day, usually one meal a day. So those are my tips. Yeah. Now I do have a trick to getting around eating that much meat. I worked with a few industry experts to develop a product called Fortigen, which is the world's most efficient protein, which is made from fermentation. So basically we are supposed to eat things that are rotting because that's normal in nature. All animals do it. All people are supposed to do it, but that also comes with a risk of infection.
Yeah.
So what I did was work with these experts to create the most efficient and usable by the body essential amino acids, the only amino acids your body cannot make on their own. And I've been, because of that and avoiding eating as much as I was, I'm actually able to watch my scar tissue cannibalize itself from the inside. Because like I've had scars since I was a teenager that are now disappearing because I'm at a caloric deficit. I'm only eating meat and supplementing with Fortigen. And what happens when the Fortigen gets into the system, it needs more of the other, for muscle protein synthesis, you need 20 amino acids, but 8 of them are not, the body's not able to make. So once you introduce the 8 in abundance, then, and I'll have also stimulated the body with a superior strength training system, which is X3, the body says, okay, we need the extra proteins. So it goes for any tissue that's not being used. Mm-hmm. So,
now where do you get Fortigen, John? I mean, where can you?
Fortigen.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, this is one of the most interesting things because this thing has only been out a few months and, I have some really significant scars on my body that I have pictures of from a couple years ago. They've been on my body for more than 20 years and they're just disappearing like by the week. It's pretty neat. So those are my tips. Carnivore nutrition, vegetables are just, you know, I won't say they're worthless, but pretty close to it. Here's another. I want you to guess here. Take a guess. How many calories you would need to consume if you were to just eating whole foods, so fruits, vegetables, meats, no supplements, how many calories do you need to take in to get to the recommended daily intakes of the, that which is ascribed by the American Medical Association?
Just eating fruits and vegetables?
And meat, like whatever, just whole foods. No supplements, no powders. Like, how many calories would you need to get in your, you know, like in your digestive system to get to those minimum levels of vitamins?
2,000? I don't know.
Well, they tell you 2,000 to 1,500 calories is what you should be intaking per day. Mm-hmm. But if you were to use regular food to get your vitamins, you would need to ingest 27,000 calories a day. My
God.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Dr. Jason Calton, he's a friend of mine. He's the one that came to that conclusion in a brilliant study. I think he did it in 97. And so my point is that the recommended daily intakes of vitamins are absolute crap because nobody ever ate that way. An elephant doesn't eat that way. So it's just stupid. Like, clearly these recommendations were just arbitrary, or they were perhaps written so that vitamin companies could sell vitamins.
I was going to say, it's money making.
Yeah. Usually, if you have to wonder where the bias is, you have to see who stands to make the most money.
Now, I want to talk really quick, John. I want to kind of shift it a little bit. We were having a great conversation off the air about bioidenticals. I had told you about a year ago, I started taking testosterone.
Yep.
I also take DHEA and HGC, and I my wife is now taking them too, bioidenticals. And this is, I think, because my doctor, not my traditional, you know, doctor, I went to another doctor that a friend recommended me. This has made all the difference in my world, and I know you support it. Why is this the elephant in the room nobody wants to talk about? You know, I remember when I was telling people that I was taking testosterone, they're like, oh my God, you're taking steroids. It's like, no, I'm not taking steroids.
Well, there's like, a lot of things are steroids. You know, prednisone is a steroid. Cortisone is a steroid. You can buy that over the counter. Mm-hmm. So the word steroid in relationship to anabolic steroids is it's different.
It's different, yes.
Right. Also, there's a dosage of relevance that we're talking about. You have testosterone replacement therapy. That's what, you know, it's called, the therapy is called TRT, testosterone replacement. So replacement means replacing what should be there, not some supernatural dosage. Like, there's abuse and there's use, right? Here's something everyone in law enforcement will understand. Sometimes you get prescribed an opioid to get through a period of pain.
Here we go.
Yeah. And then when you come across somebody who's taking, 6 OxyContin at once, 3 or 4 times a day, and they're just high, well, that's not a prescription usage. That's abuse. And people are getting it from their doctor also. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the same thing. Now, the interesting thing about testosterone is there's absolutely nothing addictive about it. In fact, there's not even all that much of a muscle mass difference that happens. Usually someone gets on the therapy and they might put on 1 or 2 pounds of muscle, maybe 5 pounds if they're really aggressively training. But by the time most people get the therapy, they're not training heavy anymore. And if you're not training heavy, you're not going to grow much muscle, if any. So that's part of the reason I developed X3 is it sort of allows you to train far heavier than you ever would, even with compromised joints, heals the joints and grows muscle. So I feel like the people who say that taking testosterone is just like taking steroids, they're just completely ignorant.
Oh, they're just uneducated. They don't know.
Yeah, they just don't know. And I think the internet has allowed a lot of people to be, to imagine that they are experts at a lot of subjects that they really don't know anything about. In fact, there's our president says it, there's fake news everywhere.
Yeah.
And some of it is not there to be malicious. It's just irresponsible, lazy reporting. So they see the word testosterone used one place. I've even seen people look at an analysis in a testosterone study and say testosterone is the villain, obviously. Like, look at the testosterone levels here. And it's like, it's a study about people who it was analyzing endogenous testosterone, meaning what your body made on its own. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So now all of a sudden our body's making hormones that are killing us? No, that's not a thing.
Well, I remember going to my primary before, and I'd done all this research, you know, on testosterone therapy. And I went to my primary doctor and he said, no, you can't do that. And I was like, because, you know, you're going against the way, I mean, look, I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be, but it's almost like regular medicine. And I don't want to get into, you know, discussion about this too much, but much in the weeds. But my primary looked like I had a second head, John. He was like, what are you talking about? No, you can't do that. Now you can't do that. And then I went to the other doctor and he's an MD. And he's like, well, don't listen to primary doctors. You know, they're trained to look the other way when it comes to this is the future.
Well, a primary care physician studied internal medicine.
Exactly.
Meaning, healthcare isn't really healthcare, it's disease care. Mm-hmm. And disease care
teach you how to live with it.
About COVID injections. It's about drugs. It's that, you know, they learn most of the cost of medical education is offset by pharmaceutical sponsors. Yeah. And I'm not saying that there's some conspiracy and that, you know, and anyone or everyone involved is doing something nefarious. I think the whole system was started with good intentions, but there is a tendency now to really get the pharmaceutical messaging a lot harder and a lot more often than trying to steer people towards nutritional changes, anti-inflammation diets. You know, anti-inflammation diets don't have a lobby group. Mm-hmm. Pharmaceutical lobby is the biggest lobby in the world.
Which
is going to win?
Yeah. There you go.
So only people who are questioning convention are really going to come to the right conclusion. And then funny enough, your primary care doctor, you talk to any endocrinologist and they'll say, oh, testosterone replacement therapy is great as long as it's done right. You know, they'll say you don't want to take 10 times the normal amount of testosterone because you'll have all kinds of health problems as a result.
Yeah.
But you know, you take 10 times the amount of anything.
Well, you're going to, yeah. I mean, that's just dumb.
10 times the amount of Tylenol. You'd probably be dead.
Yeah. Now, let's pivot again. And you're a super, super successful guy that's doing so much. And I asked you again before we started. I interview a ton of people. You talk to a ton of people, help a lot of people. Do you have, John, do you have some sort of morning routine? That's something to get you ready for the day. I know a lot of successful people do, and I'd be interested in hearing if you have one and what it is.
Well, the beginning of the day is really the only place a routine can fit in, mm-hmm. because the rest of your day can be chaos. So it's hard to plan like a midday routine, for example, because midday, sometimes I'm boarding a flight, sometimes I'm driving my car. Sometimes I'm sitting in a meeting that's fascinating, and other times I'm sitting in meetings that are just like watching paint dry. So mornings are great for that. So, but also like, I don't really have like a complicated protocol because I end up reading so much research. I realize that a lot of habitual things that people do for their health and their mindset are just nonsense. Mm-hmm. They don't really work. So I wake up, I make sure I I'm kind of ready for the day. I review everything that I need to do. Everything is a priority in the day, and I kind of shuffle the priorities. So I start thinking about it like right before anything happens. So I'm looking at my phone, shuffling priorities. Okay, this is what I'm going to get done today. And then my 200, I get my 200 milligrams of caffeine. That's mixed with MCT oil. So that sort of like a bulletproof coffee.
Sure,
I do it differently. Another product called Imperium, but that it's a medium chain triglyceride oil in powder form with the caffeine, and then some electrolytes to keep you hydrated instead of dehydrated. I'm still concentrating on the priorities as I'm shaving, and I shave my head every day also. So there's a good few minutes I have to really concentrate on that, take a quick shower, and
get your game face on.
Ready to go.
Say it again? I said you're getting your game face on, brother.
Yeah.
For the day.
Yeah. And so I got a plan, and I'm ready to go out the door. I don't do any incantations like, you know, Tony Robbins does. I don't look in the mirror and say I'm good enough and I'm smart enough and doggone it, people like me. I don't say anything like that.
Now, I was going to ask you, you've worked with Tony before. You partnered with him. How was that experience?
Tony's the partner in OsteoStrong.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so much of his stuff is just great. Great messages, great way to live.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's part of the reason he made the movie, I'm Not Your Guru, is because he realized, and I pointed this out to him a couple of times, and I think he was bothered that someone else said what he had been thinking. But I'm like, your people who come to your stuff, they think you're like God. And that's not good.
You know, and I liked that show. It was really, you know, and the one thing he's great.
People help themselves.
Exactly. And I like it because the first time I saw it and then I thought it was great. And then I told my wife, you got to watch this. But I told my wife, be warned. You know, Tony Robbins, he'll drop an F-bomb. He doesn't give a shit, but that is impactful. You know, and a lot of people, my wife watched it. She was like, oh my God, he's saying fuck every other minute. But it's impactful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, sir, it has been an honor having you on the show. I could talk with you all day. So
yeah,
educational, inspirational. Thank you for the advice you gave the listeners. Again, if people want to reach out to you, John, where can they find you? Where can they find the X3 Bar? Everything you're doing, where can they find you?
On Facebook, it's Dr. John Jaquish, DR. JOHN, my last name, JAQUISH, or on Instagram, it's at DRJAQUISH. Those are probably the best places to reach me. If you want to send me a message or just follow and see what the updates are. I throw out every couple of days some tip, something, you know, actionable, and, you know, you don't need to buy one of my products or anything. Just sort of trying to recommend the best things for the human body, for the individuals who are really looking to perform at the highest level that their physiology can deliver.
Yeah. Well, Dr. John Jaquish, sir, again, it's been an honor. Much success to you, sir. Anything we can do, you got my contact information, sir. Please reach out.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.